This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Get her done Tuesday. Looks, I got blue sky today, so that's nice. It wound up being just a gorgeous day yesterday, and not too hot in Benicia, if you're just joining us. It was a lovely day. We're going to start the trash here. It's brought to you by radio.com. Check out the new Johnny Mosley podcast. It's up now at radio.com. And, of course, all our podcasts are there. And while we're on, you can stream us live. And just leave the stream on. And then in the afternoon, it's Jane. You just turn her back up and check her out. You know, do whatever you're doing during the day. But leave that stream on, baby.
Please leave it on.
Leave on the stream. That's like called subliminal advertising. Remember that? Remember in school and they teach you all about subliminal advertising? And you're like, yeah. Oh, man, I got to find ways to work that into my life. Got to do some subliminal advertising. That was it. Keep it on all day. Yesterday, you mentioned that the Supreme Court handed down a decision that LGBTQ plus individuals cannot be discriminated against in the workplace. You can't be fired due to discrimination. It's a 6-3 opinion written by Neil Gorsuch, one of the conservatives on the court, and John Roberts also joined with the four liberal judges to create the 6-3 decision. Alito, Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas were the dissenters. So he wrote... Neil Gorsuch wrote...
Clarence Thomas? Did you just say that?
Yeah, Clarence Thomas.
That he was for discrimination in the workplace?
Yep, he was.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
I know. Well, LGBTQ discrimination. So Gorsuch wrote, "In ours is a society of written laws. Judges are not free to overlook plain statutory commands on the strength of nothing more than suppositions about the intentions or guesswork about expectations. In Title VII... Congress adopted broad language making it illegal for an employer to rely on an employee's sex when deciding to fire that employee. We do not hesitate to recognize today a necessary consequence of that legislative choice. An employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender defies the law." The Trump administration was arguing that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act did not extend to the LGBTQ plus community. So it's a huge defeat for them. Of course, celebrities are going crazy and everyone's, you know, all the politicians are coming out and saying stuff. I'll do a little more on that celebrity wise in the 7 o'clock hour. But huge, just a great day, especially during Pride Month. Like, congratulations on that. And happy Pride Month. Happy June. Tyler Perry.
It's hard to hear that and think anything other than what other answer could they have come up with?
Right. I know.
Like, I don't mean to sound unenthusiastic about it, but it just doesn't, I can't figure out how they could have come with up with any other answer.
Well, and how horrendous that it was challenged in the first place, you know, that they, you know, would want to put language in there that specifically discriminated against people. Man, I just really feel like right now it's so clear that there's going to, you know, which side of history you want to come down on. Like, come on, people, stop it. Tyler Perry is paying for the funeral of Rayshard Brooks and sending all four of his kids to college.
That's great.
Tyler Perry is 50 years old. He spoke with Rayshard's family and wanted to do something to help. If you haven't heard about this guy, he died Friday night, this past Friday. He was a 27-year-old guy. He's survived by his wife, Tamika Miller, four kids. Their names are Dream, Memory, Blessing, and Makai. Dream is 1 year old, 1 year, and Makai is 13.
Oh, man, they had a house full.
They did. Brooks, so Rayshard Brooks, was shot by police at a Wendy's parking lot on Friday night, succumbed to his injuries after undergoing surgery. Police received a complaint that a man identified as Brooks was asleep in the parking lot drive-through. And if you've read the story of this guy, you know, there was a struggle. There was the guy grabbed a taser and did deploy it against them, but was running away when the guy threw his own, when the policeman threw his own taser down and shot him in the back. In the wake of his death, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned, and the officer that shot Brooks, Garrett Rolfe, was fired, according to CNN. The other officer involved, Devin Brosnan, has been placed on administrative duty. This is not saying if the guy's been charged yet. I haven't heard anything about charges.
Because they haven't.
Okay. But incredibly generous of Tyler Perry to not just pay for the funeral, but pay for the college educations of all four of his kids. Like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So very generous. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner. Man, you bring up this guy's name. My husband, like, loses his mind. He hates
Why?
This guy. He just hates him. He hates him.
He hates him.
He hates Roger Goodell. And frankly, I mean, as soon as he starts talking about stuff like that, I stop really. So I don't really know if there's like one specific thing or it's just like,
well,
oh, you know,
you
everybody
know
has it in for the Patriots or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
John's team didn't constantly find themselves, you know, on the wrong side of right. There wouldn't be any reason for him to hate Goodell.
Or maybe everyone's just so jealous about all their winning. They're always looking for something.
The deflate gate. I'm sure that's in.
I'm sure it
know,
is
a problem.
Believe me, he hates
what
this
was
guy.
The video of you know other teams' practices was another thing. I mean, you know,
yeah, he
John,
hates this guy.
Right. It's
well, listen,
Goodell's fault.
He'll say that it's because they're winning. People are jealous. People are so jealous of the Patriots winning all the time. Right. They're like, enough winning for you. Let's find some things that everybody does that we can pin on you.
All right.
Listen, I'm just quoting John. I don't really know. All I know is I read what I, you know, what listened to Roger's statement last week, the video that he put out where he answered every single thing that he, that the league was asking of him. And I think I brought it up to John and John was just like, that guy, he's a politician. He just says whatever. I'm like,
well,
okay,
he's a politician. What do you, I mean, that's his job is, right. He's in between. First of all, he's hired by the owners, so he works for them. You know, and I don't know what percentage of them could get rid of him if they wanted to fire him or how any of that works. But that's the job is for him to be the PR guy, the face of the league, the commissioner.
In a conversation that he had with Mike Greenberg for a show on ESPN called The Return of Sports. Can we please have our sports back? ESPN's like, seriously, can we please have our sports back? We have we don't just have one ESPN channel. We have a bunch of them and there's nothing going on. So in the hope that there will be a return of sports, we're going to do a show called The Return of Sports. So they did it's a special.
There are eight ESPN channels.
Eight ESPN channels. Oh boy. Can I get a TV guide lineup of what's going on? It's just, is it like old golf games? And oh, here's a curling match from the, you know,
actually,
the
they've
2012
been playing,
Olympics.
They're playing, and you can find this on a lot of the channels. They're replaying old games. It's kind of neat. I mean, it's not what you want because you know the outcome and there's nothing riding on it, but it is something to have on in the background. All of them are doing it, playing old stuff. It's
you
fun.
Got to. What else are you going to do? There's no new games. There's
but
nothing.
It's interesting, as we've been going through this, there are topics out there. For example, we talked about Boston yesterday a little bit about how that's a changing and hopefully evolving.
Let's hope so.
Sports market. I'd like to see that after all these years, right?
Yeah, I would.
they're talking about basketball. Will the NBA play this year? There's lots of talk that that's starting to not look good. Baseball doesn't look like it's happening at all.
Right.
So these conversations have been happening. And I've also heard one of the, I can't remember which coach it was. I want to say maybe it was Harbaugh in Baltimore, but it was something like, it's not possible for us to do football under the guidelines you've set in play. Like, the, first of all, the sport itself is contact. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, as COVID
they
is...
They line up with their faces across from each other. And if you've ever watched a cold day game, there's some mingling of breath. There's no question about it.
They've really, you know, the coach was just like, the locker rooms are one next to another. We're it's a contact sport to begin with. I don't know how
it's
they...
sweat soup, people.
Right. Expect us to do this without...
Yeah. Well, anyway, so he goes, so Roger Goodell goes on Mike Greenberg's special, The Return of Sports, and he said the team needs to sign Kaepernick. He said he welcomes Kaepernick's voice on discussions, and he said it's up to, he was encouraging teams to sign Colin Kaepernick, which is quite the reversal for him. He said, listen, if he wants to resume his career in the NFL, it's obviously going to take a team to make that decision, but I welcome that, and I support a club making that decision and encourage them to do that. And if his efforts are not on the field but continuing to work in this space, we welcome him to that table and help us, guide us, make us help us make better decisions about the kinds of things that need to be done in the communities. We've invited him before. We want to make sure that everybody's welcome at the table and trying to help us deal with something with some very complex, difficult issues that have been around for a long time. But I hope we're at a point now where everyone's committed to making long-term sustainable change. So I thought that was very interesting. There's a brewery, in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. I was born in Pawtucket, so of course I'm going to do this story. And they have come up with a beer called Traderade, which is,
wait, called for, what? I'm sorry.
Tom,
I missed
it's for
you.
Tom and Gronk.
Oh, okay. What's it called?
Traderade.
Traderade. Got it.
Yeah. Oh. New England Patriots fans. They're very upset about this. For them joining the Bucs.
Pathetic, but okay.
So they took the, I guess there's, I didn't know this, but the Buccaneers logo is called Bucko Bruce.
Or I don't know that.
Used to be. Like, you know, has like a pirate kerchief tied around his head and a knife in his mouth or whatever. Uh-huh. So they, I guess their logo is like this rooster or chicken or something. I don't know. This Smug Brewing is the name of the place. So they did like a chicken with a pirate thing that's on the front. Traderade is an imperial fruit sour with sea salt. Sounds terrible.
Gross.
But
so
I'll still drink
it. Taste gross.
Okay. I'll drink that. So congratulations, right. Tom and Gronk. You have your own. You have your own beer.
You finally made it, guys.
And let's see. One more thing about football. ESPN is saying there are some Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texan players who have tested positive for the coronavirus. So this is just another stick in the spokes for the NFL. One of the people who they're saying has coronavirus is Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hello, what about my privacy? He tweeted HIPAA, which is the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which is supposed to safeguard the privacy of your medical information. But the guy tests positive for coronavirus and the world needs to know. His agent did confirm it. He said, Ezekiel's feeling fine. It's unclear who the other players are, but don't worry. If we find out, we'll let you know. And we don't know if they're fine or if it's more serious. None of the Cowboys players had been at the team's facility, but you know, just when it's starting to look like, well, maybe we could have some, maybe not.
Well, those were like it. Ezekiel was one of the guys that was caught, I think, at the quarterback's house at a party early on in quarantine, and they were it made news. Like, well, these guys are at some party.
They don't seem to be taking this very seriously.
Right. It's exactly right. And I think they had to come out and sort of apologize. We're sorry that we didn't, you know, and now he's got it or had it. So maybe that's, who knows?
Yeah, well, it looks like a small number have tested positive.
Everyone's got a different attitude about this. I don't know what to say. You know, some people are just like, shine it. I'm going out.
You're not wrong about that.
So.
F everything.
Right.
Give me liberty or give me death, which doesn't seem to apply, but yeah, whatever. I don't really understand your upsetness. I try not to get people sick. Do what you can, I guess. Disneyland.
Yes.
There's a big petition trying to keep them closed.
Well, there have been problems, and I saw problems just this weekend at Target. So you can bet any amusement park that opens up is going to have a super big problem on their hands. Not necessarily with masks, because you can see that and people can just walk up and say, get your mask on. What are you doing? But the 6-foot spacing ain't happening. Right. And I don't know how they hope they're going to make that happen at Disneyland of all places.
Well, I mean, I guess they'd have to limit the amount of people that go in there. But then, you know, it's like everywhere you go now, it's all clearly, really clearly marked on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Most places anyway. And you're right. People are just totally disregarding it. And a lot of stores aren't really set up for that kind of spacing. Like, okay, well, we can fit 4 people. And then you're at the back of the store, you know. And some of the places, while Disneyland, the park itself, is enormous, it's not like every single place that you would go into has this kind of space. Of course, they have those. And even that, like the mazes, you know, that you have to walk through to get into mm-hmm. each thing. There's still just really a crowd of people that's in a line that squished itself up. Like, you know, now I'm passing these people constantly and whatever. Anyway, I was sort of hoping that they would be able to open up in some fashion. And probably they're still aiming toward that. But there is a petition going on right now. It looks like they wanted to open, or they are planning to open July 17th, which is the 65th anniversary of their actual opening back in the day. And it was met with a petition asking for them, please don't. The petition's got about 21,000 signatures. It's well on its way of its goal to 25,000. It's a change.org thing. You can start any kind of petition you want there. But they're saying many people have lost loved ones due to the pandemic, and by reopening the parks, they're endangering cast members, which is their term for employees. You were a cast member. And guests to be exposed to COVID-19. So they say there are more cases now than when the parks actually closed on March 13th. Mm. And so maybe the lockdown should continue as far as their
maybe
concerned.
Knott's Berry Farm is behind the whole thing.
Could be. Did they have plans to reopen?
I don't know, but you never
I've never
know
been
who's
to Knott's. You must
crap.
You've been
oh,
there a
you haven't?
Time? No.
Oh, you know, my mom and dad would tell stories because Knott's Berry, when they moved to Orange County, my dad was a Marine and they were stationed in, I want to say it was El Toro. But anyway, they they used to go to Knott's Berry Farm because it was free. It was like basically a park, mm-hmm. and you know this. It built up obviously over the years, but you could go in there for free. And then they said, I think my mom used to say, and then the park was too filled up with hippies, so they started charging a quarter. And
oh
that way
God,
you
hilarious.
Couldn't just hang out and spend the day. You know, had to pay something to get in there. But that was, it was, yeah, Knott's Berry Farm was a big part of Orange County. Not like Disney, but,
no.
you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those places that you hear about.
Mm-hmm.
But right, not Disney. All right, what's coming up?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, including I want your opinion on some unpopular opinions and more all after right. these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.